This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
Well, as I said many times before, there is only one stop you need to make on this Friday morning because, of course, I'm just about to give you just under 2 hours of easy jazz with me, John Redman. And I've got a good program lined up for you guys, believe me. Now, you might be aware that I've had a couple of health problems this year, and I wasn't here last week, but I'm here now today, ready to go, and I hope you're all sitting comfortably, because you'd be listening on your radio, wouldn't you? 1431 AM, 104.7 FM, or are you one of those clever people throughout the world who is listening on our live stream, and you got to that by taking your smart device, clicking on a search engine and typing in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And there we go. Okay, now, you know I always start the first tune is the one you didn't get all of 2 weeks ago. So let me reintroduce it. Helen Humes, who was born in 1913 and died in 1981, was an American blues, R&B, and jazz singer. And I'm going to play for you a hit she had in 1945. So please listen as Helen Humes sings with the Bill Doggett Octet. That's difficult, isn't it? Bill Doggett Octet, a song written by Al Lewis and Al Sherman. The song is called Every Now and Then, and it was released on the A-side of a LP recorded for Philo Records. Helen Humes, Every Now and Then.
Miss you, how I long to kiss you.
Yes, that was a Miss Helen Humes, that was. And that recording came from 1945. And she sang a song which was called, quite simply and quite plainly, Every Now and Then, as you probably heard. Now, let's go from Helen Humes to a big band. 1 o'clock Jump is a jazz standard. It's a 12-bar blues instrumental. It was written by Count Basie in 1937. But because it became a popular jazz standard, all the big swing bands wanted to record it for their fans. In 1938, at the famous live concert at Carnegie Hall that was given by Benny Goodman and his orchestra, 1 o'clock Jump was included. And for your listening pleasure, have a listen to 1938 live recording made by Benny Goodman and his orchestra of 1 o'clock Jump. You got to say, that was definitely definitely a toe-tapper, wasn't it? Recorded in 1938, live at the Carnegie Hall in New York, Benny Goodman's orchestra it entertained us there with Count Basie's 1937 composition, 1 o'clock Jump. I got some New Zealand musicians up next for you, and a track from a 1995 live recording made at the Pump House in Auckland by the George Chisholm Quintet. Now, who were they? Well, George Chisholm was on flugelhorn, Phil Broadhurst was on piano, Dave Colvin was on alto sax, Alberto Santarelli was on bass, and Barry Young was on the drums. So I invite you to listen and enjoy the George Chisholm Quintet's treatment of a tune written by a load of people, actually. It was composed by Wayne King, Victor Young, Egbert van Alstyne, and Haven Gillespie. But what they produced was a beautiful song called Beautiful Love. Okay. The tune was called Beautiful Love. The musicians, George Chisholm on flugelhorn, Phil Broadhurst piano, Dave Colvin alto sax, Alberto Santarelli bass, Gary Young on the drums. And that was a live recording made in Auckland at the Pump House in 1995. And, you know, jazz is international. It's everywhere. Jazz doesn't have to be music that comes out of the United States or the UK or whatever. Those Kiwi musicians did a brilliant job on that recording. In fact, on all the other tracks on the recording. Okay, you're listening to this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. We're coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. We're situated in the heart of the city of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. Here's Frank Sinatra, and this is from his 1958 Capitol Records album called Come Fly With Me, where he was backed by the Billy May Orchestra. Now, Frank's going to sing for us a song called Autumn in New York, which was composed by Vernon Duke in 1934. Now, Vernon didn't write it for a specific recording or show or whatever. He just wrote it. And he offered it to a guy called Murray Anderson, who was about to start putting together a Broadway musical called Thumbs Up. Now, that play did open on the 27th of December, 1934, but the song, Autumn in New York, was not published until 1949. Please enjoy, my friends, Frank Sinatra singing for us from that wonderful 1958 Capitol Records album, Come Fly With Me. And the song is Autumn in New York.
Autumn in New York. Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds in canyons of steam. They're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York is often mingled with pain. Dreamers with empty hands, they sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York, it's good to live it again. Thank you. down in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Autumn in New York, you'll need no castles in Spain. Lovers that bless the dawn on benches in Central Park. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Well, folks, I mean, let's face it. I don't think anyone else could have sung that song the way in which it was sung, backed by that beautiful, beautiful orchestra of Billy May. Frank Sinatra, of course, was the singer. The tune was Autumn in New York, written by Vernon Duke, and it came from Frank Sinatra's Capitol Records album, Come Fly With Me, recorded in 1957, released in 1958. Yeah, Capitol Records. Right. Stardust. Stardust is a 1927 song composed by Hoagy Carmichael, and later lyrics were written by Mitchell Parrish. Stardust, honestly, has been recorded as an instrumental or vocal, I don't know, a million times probably. Now, in 1931, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra recorded Stardust for OK Records, and they did that in Chicago, Illinois. And believe it or not, that's the next track I've got coming up for you. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, 1931, singing Stardust.
Wonder why I spend such lonely nights. Oh, baby, lonely nights. Dreaming of a song, melody, memory. And I'm once again with you. Well, our love was new. Oh, man. Each kiss an inspiration. Now that, baby, you know, long ago. Bright and you are in my arms, baby. The nightingale tells its fairy tale of paradise
where roses grow. Though I dream in vain, oh, in my heart it will remain, baby.
My stardust melody, oh memory, oh memory, oh memory.
recording was made 95 years ago in Chicago, Illinois, USA. The band was Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, and the tune was Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust. It's amazing that wasn't even remastered. That is just a copy of the 1931 recording. 95 years ago, folks. Now, remember that here at Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, I do not stop for news, sport and weather at 11 o'clock on the live program. Okay? We just go through. So, news, sport and weather, you can get at noon today. Now, Chattanooga Choo Choo. That was written in 1941 by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren. It was originally recorded by Glenn Miller as a big band swing tune. And it featured in a movie in 1941 called Sun Valley Serenade. It was the first song ever to receive a gold record, which was presented by RCA Victor Recording Company. Pretty good, eh? And in 1942, that recording actually had sold 1.2 million copies. Not bad, eh, for 1941, 1942. Have a listen to that 1941 recording of Chattanooga Choo Choo, and the people doing the vocals on this, Tex Beneke and the Four Modernaires. So here they go with Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Choo-choo.
Is there no wonder that that recording sold 1.2 million records back in 1942? The tune was Chattanooga Choo Choo, written in 1941 by Mack Gordon and Harry Warren. And you just heard the recording made by Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Tex Beneke and the Four Modernaires doing the vocals. Now, here's one that I thought I'd bring in out of the cold and play for you today. I know that I have never played this on my show in 20 years. I know that. So let me introduce it. Haven Gillespie and Beasley Smith wrote a song in 1949, and they called it That Lucky Old Sun Just Rolls Around Heaven All Day. And in the same year of 1949, Mercury Records released the song as a single. And the singer was a man called Frankie Lane. And he was backed by the Harry Geller Orchestra. Frankie Lane, if you're of the right age group, you might remember Frankie Lane. He had some massive hits way back in the day. One of them was called Mule Train. Mule Train, clippity-clapping over. Remember that one? Same guy. So what did you have a listen? Here's Frankie Lane from a 1949 recording of a 1949 song, which is called That Lucky Old Sun Just Rolls Around Heaven All Day. Mr. Lane, you're on the mic.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Show me that river, take me across, wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Right from the dawning through till the evening, nothing but slaving, and all the time I pray.
Weary, so weary,
out in the morning, out on the job,
work like the devil for my pay. But that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray.
While that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Good Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud with a silver lining. Lift me to paradise. All my troubles away. Like that lucky old son, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Frankie Lane was a singer, and the song was called That Lucky Old Sun, 1949 song and a 1949 recording. And it went out on Mercury Records as a single. You are listening to this program called Easy Jazz with John Redman. I'm John Redman, and I try to be here every Friday morning from just after 10 a.m. to noon, to bring you my selection of Easy Jazz records. They all come from my own collection, by the way. I've got quite a few. Right, Rosemary Clooney. In 1982, she recorded an album released by Concord Records, and it's called Rosemary Clooney Sings the Music of Cole Porter. The album's a very nice album because Rosemary Clooney, she put a really, really nice sort of jazz standard spin on everything that she recorded for the album. I have picked one of Cole Porter's tunes that he wrote in 1940. The song he called I Concentrate on You. And Cole Porter wrote that for a film called Broadway Melody of 1940. Now, Rosemary Clooney is backed by one of my favorite tenor sax players, Scott Hamilton. And Scott Hamilton is playing the backing to Rosemary Clooney with his octet. So, Rosemary Clooney from 1982 singing for us, I Concentrate on You.
Whenever skies look gray to me, and trouble begins to brew, whenever the winter winds become too strong, I concentrate on you. When fortune cries nay, nay to me, and people declare you're through, whenever the blues become my only song, I concentrate on you, on your smile so sweet, so tender, when at first your kiss I decline, on the light in your eyes when I surrender, and once again our eyes
Singer Rosemary Clooney, recording made in 1982, released by Concord Records, and the album's called Rosemary Clooney Sings the Music of Cole Porter. I did say, didn't I, that she put a nice, easy sort of spin on that, not just on I Concentrate on You, but on every track on that album. I've always been a fan of Rosemary Clooney, because she started off as a big band singer. And I've said this to you before. When you got to the sort of late 50s, early 60s, if you were under contract by a recording company, you sang what they wanted you to sing. So although she was a jazz singer, big band singer, they made her sing some really weird songs. But they were pop songs, and the generation, young generation at that time, absolutely thought they were brilliant. But anyway, the soft, beautiful voice of Rosemary Clooney, and right at the very end there, you had that sort of outro by Scott Hamilton's tenor sax with that breathy sort of Ben Webster feel to it. He's a really nice guy. Okay. In 1997, Fantasy Records released an album featuring Freddie Cole. Now, Freddie Cole was the singer, pianist, and composer and younger brother of Nat King Cole. The album that Fantasy Records released is called To the Ends of the Earth. And I have chosen one track from that album. It's a song written by Artie Butler and Karen Phillip and it's called I Didn't Mean to Love You. The vocalist is Freddie Cole. The pianist is Cyrus Chestnut. On the vibes is Joe Loke. On the bass is George Mraz. And on the drums we have Steve Berrios. So stand by, have a listen to this. Freddie Cole, it's a nice, Freddie Cole, yeah, he never ever got to the same popularity as his brother, but he worked all his life. So here's Freddie Cole from 1997. I Didn't Mean to Love You.
Sunday morning, waking up and touching you. You're always warm at 9 a.m. Pillows close, I can feel you wanting me. Then I'd go back to sleep again. I didn't mean to love you. And I never meant to care, but I guess I never noticed just how often you were there. Walking on and talking till the sun went down. You kept me warm with just your eyes. Seems like all we wanted just came naturally. We never even had to try. I didn't mean to love you. I didn't want to let it show. No, I never meant to tell you. I was too proud to let you know. Bring back the day when we could talk away our troubles. Don't tell me things have changed that much. Please take the time, you know it's not so hard to do. Unless there's nothing left to say, I guess there's nothing left to say. I didn't mean to love you, but I guess I always will. Guess you'll always be inside me. Kind of soft and warm and still. Thank you. could talk away our troubles. Don't tell me things have changed that much. Please take the time, you know it's not so hard to do. Unless there's nothing left to say, I guess there's nothing left to say. I didn't mean to love you, but I guess I always will. Guess you'll always be inside me, kind of soft and warm and still. I didn't mean to need you, and I didn't want to cry. No, I never meant to lose you. I never meant goodbye. I never meant goodbye.
Freddie Cole was the singer. Cyrus Chestnut on piano, Joe Locke on vibes, George Mraz on bass, Steve Berrios on the drums. The song was called I Didn't Mean to Love You. And that song comes from a Fantasy Records album that was released in 1997. Fantasy Records did, in fact, I think Freddie did about five albums, and they were all released by Fantasy Records. He died about 4 years ago. But, I mean, listening to his voice, you could tell that he was a Cole, wouldn't he? He wasn't exactly like Nat, but you could tell it was there somewhere. I Didn't Mean to Love You. Now, that's a fairly new jazz standard when you compare it to some of the jazz standards that that I play, that some of them go back to the early 1900s. But anyway, it was very nice. Thank you very much, Freddie. You did a grand job, lad. Now, I've got a community notice I have to read to you, because don't forget, Radio Hawke's Bay is your own local community access media station. Okay, here we go. The Loud and Proud Community Music Trust invite you to join them at Paisley Stage for the launch of the Loud and Proud Community Music Trust for an evening of music, connection and celebration. Enjoy a relaxed night with karaoke, live performances and the chance to meet the musicians and the founders behind this inclusive program that supports people with disabilities through weekly band practices. Hear stories, learn how to get involved, or simply come along and enjoy the vibe. Everyone's welcome. No prior connection is needed. Come celebrate the start of something exciting for our creative community in Hawke's Bay. It takes place on June the 24th at 6 p.m., at the Paisley Stage from 6 to 9:30. Entry is just $5 at the door. And the Paisley Stage has moved from its old location in Carlisle Street to Hastings Street in Napier. And they're located at 126 Hastings Street, Napier. Loud and Proud Community Music Trust has invited you. So there you go. Right, put that over there. Let's have a bit of Oscar Peterson, shall we? Oscar Peterson plays the George Gershwin songbook. 1959 album by Oscar Peterson, of compositions obviously written by George Gershwin. And Verve Records were the people who put the album out. So enjoy Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellis on guitar, and the track I've selected for you is a song that George and Ira Gershwin wrote in 1924. And the tune is called Oh, Lady Be Good, Oscar Peterson. A great Canadian-born pianist, composer, really good man at everything involved with music, Mr. Oscar Peterson. And that track, Lady Be Good, written by George and Ira Gershwin in 1924, is on the Verve Records album. Oscar Peterson plays the George Gershwin songbook. It's recorded in 1959. Oscar on piano, Ray Brown bass, Herb Ellis on the guitar. Now, I've got to give you a little bit of information about Radio Hawke's Bay. As I said earlier on, we are a radio station that is your own local community access media station, the station that can put you on air. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We have two frequencies that you can get. You can get us if you live locally. One is 1431 AM and the other is 104.7 FM. However, we do stream live around the world. And if you've got a smart device, then you can pick us up quite easily, because all you have to do is go to your search engine and type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. That will open up our website, our homepage, and everything you need to know about this radio station, Radio Hawke's Bay, is on that website. One of the first things you'll see at the top of the page, it says live. If you click on that, no matter where you are in the world, you can hear what's actually being broadcast by Radio Hawke's Bay at the time you click on it. Everything is there. You can look at our schedule. So you can see what broadcasters are on what day, at what time throughout the week. You can find out a little bit about the broadcasters. You can find out about our dream team, the guys who are behind the scenes here. You know, Kelly, Ken, Natalie, they just keep everything going. We always need new broadcasters, because at present we do about 90 broadcasts a week with about approximately 90 broadcasters. But some broadcasters will get to the end of, you know, what they're doing and sort of say, well, I've done everything I can, and we need to fill that gap. So it doesn't have to be a music program. Music programs on Radio Hawke's Bay are not the main thing you will see on the website. Yes, we do have every genre of music you can think of. There are two jazz programs. This one, Easy Jazz with John Redman, goes out live on a Friday morning, repeated in the early hours of Sunday morning. And the other program is Two for Jazz, which is broadcast by my friend Ian Hunt. And Ian's program goes out on a Tuesday from 3 to 5 p.m. And it's also repeated the following day at the same time. But we have many, many, many programs that are not musical programs. When you go to the website, you'll see just what they are. So if you and your family, you and your club or whatever, you have a brilliant idea for something that you feel could go out over the airwaves, over our live stream, not just locally but around the world, I'm going to give you a phone number to ring. So if you're clever, you're going to have a pen or pencil, bit of chalk or whatever close to hand, and something to write on. But you can always write on the back of your hand. So are you ready for this phone number? Good. 06-878-8710. I'll say it again. 878-8710. ring the number, talk to one of the Dream Team, and you can come into the studio and you can tell them exactly what you're thinking about broadcasting. And who knows, you could be the next new broadcaster at Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, I do live programs because that's what I like to do. Many, many people record their programs. We do have a recording facility in Napier as well, every second Friday. So if you live in Napier, you wouldn't have to come across the Herotonga Plains to Hastings. You could record it in Napier, in Tarradale Road. So that's basically what we're about. And, yeah, ring that number. Come and tell us. Training will be given. I mean, when you look at the decks that we use, whether for live or recording programs, they look a bit, oh, my God, there's so many switches and knobs, and but you only use a couple. So it's not easy to learn how to navigate the deck. So there you go. So why don't we move on to some more music? That's what this program is all about. Here's one from that great youth band in Barcelona, Spain, the Sant Andreu Jazz Band. Members of the band average in age about 15 years. Have a listen as the band play for us under the baton of Mr. Juan Chamorro. And the tune is one of Duke Ellington's, actually. And the Sant Andreu Jazz Band are going to play for us Sophisticated Lady. Thank you. Yeah, I apologise for the crackling, etc., on that particular track. I'm just looking at the back of the CD, because I usually polish these anyway, and I can't really see any deep scratches or anything on it. So I do apologise that the crackling may have taken away quite a lot of just how clever and good that recording actually was. So anyway, it was the youth band, the Sant Andre Jazz Band from Barcelona, Spain. Live recording, of course, and they played Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady together with... Yeah. Now, you regular listeners will know that I have been introducing you to a local composer and lyricist, a man by the name of Chris Negus. And I've been doing that for about 18 months. Chris is a very good, competent man who composes and adds lyrics to some great numbers. And I'll say now, if you, anyone listening out there, if you have a band and you want some new arrangements, if you like, of some of the jazz standards, plus some of Chris Negus's own compositions, then all you have to do is ring 06-878-8710 and ask to be given my email address or phone number, and I will put you in touch with Chris Negus. And who knows, your band might be the latest band in the whole of the world who are playing these great melodies written by Chris Negus. Now, having said that, Harold Mullaney, who was born here in Hastings, son of the great John Mullaney, who was my pianist for many years. Harold Mullaney has lived in Australia for something like 40 years now. I'm in touch with him regularly, and I sent him the manuscripts of two of Chris Negus's tunes, and Harold... In Australia, they call him Harry, but his name's Harold. And what Harold did, he actually wrote arrangements for two of the manuscripts, the compositions that I sent. And the first one is a composition that Chris wrote called Empty Bottles. And Chris is very proud of the fact that he wrote this, because somebody came to see him some years ago and noticed a lot of empty bottles. Obviously, they must have been alcoholic beverage bottles, Chris, eh? And the guy said, I bet you can't write a song about empty bottles, whereupon Chris actually did. But anyway, here's Harold Mullaney's arrangement of Chris Negus's Empty Bottles. Okay, that's the first of the two tunes that Harold Mullaney wrote arrangements for from Chris Negus's compositions. We've just heard the one, Empty Bottles. Have a listen now to the new arrangement that Harold Mullaney wrote of Chris Negus's tune, You're Not Supposed to Know. Okay, that was the second arrangement that Harold Mullaney did of Chris Negus's tune, You're Not Supposed to Know. So we've had the two. We've had Empty Bottles and You're Not Supposed to Know. Now, You're Not Supposed to Know, you could get a great vocal on that. So, if you've got a band and you're looking for something new, then bring 06-878-8710 and say you're ringing to get John Redman's email address or phone number so you can ring me and I can put you in touch with Chris Negus. He's written many, many compositions, believe me. And Chris, I'm talking to Harold on Sunday and we're going to talk about him beginning to use those two arrangements on his own gigs. But I'll talk to you about that later. Right, guys, let's go on to something else. You all know this tune, My Funny Valentine, don't you? And it's a show tune from the 1937 Rodgers and Hart musical called Babes in Arms. Now, American singer and actor Gordon McRae recorded My Funny Valentine for Capitol Records in 1959 on an album he called The Seasons of Love. Now, Gordon McRae, if you ever watched the old Technicolor movies, the musicals, like Oklahoma and various, Gordon McRae is the man who is the male vocal lead. So just have a listen to the job that that Mr. McRae actually did on My Funny Valentine back in 1959. Nice backing, eh?
Comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable unphotographable. You're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change a hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Day is Valentine's Day. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change a hair for me. Not if you care for me.
A nice recording, wasn't it? Gordon McRae was the singer, and the back band, I don't know, it doesn't say who the backing band was. It might very well have been the what I keep telling you about, the Wrecking Crew, which was a bunch of musicians who were all on speed dial by the record companies when they needed any size band. But yeah, Gordon McRae, great singer, normally known as a singer of musicals, but he did a great recording there, didn't he? I love that song, you know. I have the late American singer Keeley Smith up next, and the track comes from her 1958 Capitol Records album called The Very Best of Keeley Smith, and backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. Please enjoy Keeley Smith as she sings a song written in 1938 by J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie. And that song is called You Go to My Head.
You go to my head. Bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of a thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be. You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like the summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes.
Yeah, very fine performance there. From the late Keeley Smith, 1958 Capitol Records album. The best, the very best of Keeley Smith. And that beautiful song, You Go to My Head. Now, I want to talk to you a bit about a man called Michael Holliday. Now, he was born in 1924, but he died in 1963. He was an English singer. It was very popular during the late 1950s and early 1960s. His style of singing was really influenced by his idol, Bing Crosby. But Michael Holliday had an ongoing problem with stage fright. And in 1961, he had a mental breakdown. He died in October 1963 from a suspected drug overdose. He had a number of chart hits in the UK, two of the number ones. One was The Story of My Life, and the second one was Starry Eyed. But I've got Michael Holliday singing a song written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David called The Story of My Life. It's a typical pop arrangement of the 1950s. I do remember Michael Holliday. He did a very nice promo for Shell, you know, Shell Oil Company. He had a good voice, but, you know, he suffered from stage fright. Lots of people do. But anyway, Here is Michael Holliday singing for us the story of my life.
Someday I'm gonna write the story of my life. I'll tell about the night we met and how my heart can forget the way you smiled at me. I'd like the world to know the story of my life, the moment when your lips met mine and that first exciting time I held you close to me. The sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart, and later on the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to thank you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end with you. The sorrow when our love was breaking up, the memory of a broken heart, and later on the joy of making up, never, never more to part. There's one thing left to do before my story's through. I've got to thank you for my wife, so the story of my life can start and end, and start and end, and start and end with you.
Well, you heard for yourself. I mean, he did have a very good voice. And it's a shame, really. I mean, but there are a lot of recorded episodes of quite major stars who suffered stage fright before they actually, particularly, obviously, on live performances. But, you know, that kind of thing. Now, I know that song backwards. I mean, I'm singing along with that all the way through. Because I remember that when it first came out back in, oh, I don't know, 1959, I think. Anyway, another singer popular in the UK at the same period of time as Michael Holliday was a guy called Danny Williams. Now, he was born in 1942, but he died in 2005. And he was a South African-born British singer. And he got the nickname of Britain's Johnny Mathis because of his very smooth, stylish way that he sang a ballad. He's probably best known for a recording he did in 1961 when he got a number one hit with Moon River, a song composed, of course, by Henry Mancini with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. So having heard Michael Holliday, have a listen now to Danny Williams and this recording that he made in 1961 of Moon River.
Such a
Danny Williams was the name of the singer, and Moon River was a big hit for him in the UK in 1961. Britain's Johnny Mathis, I guess you could. Not completely, not a cloned copy of Johnny Mathis, but yeah, fair enough. Moon River, great song, great hit for that young man. Well, we haven't got all that much time left now, guys. Let's have a look at the time. Oh, my goodness me. We've only got about 6 minutes left before I need to wrap up this show. Well, what do you think? Not here last week again, but here this week. Did you enjoy the selection that I brought you? I hope you did. Don't forget, I do enjoy putting the show together, and I do enjoy even more presenting it live at Radio Hawke's Bay. And I try not to play the same songs, sort of like some people. You know, I mean, if you listen to some of the commercial radio stations, they say, "We never repeat the song." Yeah, you do. You repeat them all tomorrow. But no, I try, because I've got this huge collection of CDs. And I mean, I probably wouldn't have to play the same song twice in a 6 month period, I guess. But anyway, it is now exactly 11:55 and 21 seconds. So let me say my goodbyes to you this week before I start the last track, which will be the first track next week. Hawke's Bay Jazz Club, this Sunday, the Magdalenos Room, Havelock North Function Centre. The band is called the Brass Monkeys, and they're sort of fairly local people. Doors open at 5. Program starts at 5:30. Finishes around 8:15. Drinks and meals are available. It's $20 entry for members, $30 for visitors, and children are admitted free. So this Sunday, Hawke's Bay Jazz Club, Magdalenos Room, with the band Brass Monkeys. Please look after yourself. You know, this time of the year, the sun is very, very low. And, you know, I've seen people, honestly, they just can't see. They don't bring the visor down. So remember, bring the visor down if it's sun's in your eyes. Be careful out there. There are idiots on the road. Remember to love the one that loves you, because, oh my goodness, they'll love you back so much more. Back, by popular request, is a track from the Canadian singer, pianist and composer Diana Krall. It's from her 1999 Impulse Records album called Love Scenes. And she is backed by the late Russell Malone on guitar, Christian McBride on bass. And she's going to sing for us a little bit of a song written in 1932 by Victor Young, Ned Washington and Bing Crosby. And that song is called I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with you. God bless you all. I'll be back next week, God willing. Diana Krall to see us out. I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Ta-da for now. Bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.